Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. How many people are happy to be alive this morning? How many people have seen the goodness of God since January this year? I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me, O Lord, you are excellent in my life. If the Lord has been so good to you from January, can you give the Lord a wave of your hand? Just wave to the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you for your goodness, for your mercies over my life. I bless your name because there is none like you. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, you are the author and the finisher of my faith. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are my strength, you are my banner, you are my keeper, you are my sustainer. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Many have died. Many are in the hospital. It has pleased you to spare my life to witness this first Sunday and the beginning of the second half of the year. Lord, I thank you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Open your Bible with me to the book of Psalm. Psalm 24, verse 7. I want to thank God for the life of everyone here. I want to thank God for the life of our pastor, Pastor Kemi Onigbanjo, and his wife for the wonderful work they've been doing in this place. It's not easy to be a pastor. Those of us who I know pastors may not know this, but it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy road. But we bless God for his life. God will continue to keep you. We want to appreciate each and every one of you. When you don't see us here, it shows we are elsewhere. As a missionary, the work entails a lot. And then last week, I was speaking with the pastor. Was it last week or the upper week I was? I told him, I was talking to him from Florida. He was surprised. We have to go here and there and preach to people. That is our assignment. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Please continue the good work you are doing. You are doing it for God. You are not doing it for any man. And he will surely reward you. Now let's go to the word of God. Psalm 24, verse 7. Are we there? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. I'll be speaking to us this morning on the topic which says, Thanksgiving, the master key that opens all doors. Thanksgiving. The master key that opens every door. Father, we want to thank you. We bless your name for another opportunity to speak to your children and even to ourselves. As we go into your word, Father, speak to us yourself. Open our ears and our eyes, hearts of understanding, and let your word be a light unto our path. Daddy, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, I want to thank God for your life for this month. I was going through the bulletin and I discovered that we're talking about open door. Open door. There are doors and gates that lead to success in life. Success does not come easily like that. There are doors that must be opened. There are doors and gates that until they are open, one may not fulfill a destiny in life. One will just be running up and down, here and there, from pillar to pole. These doors must be open. The psalmist had the understanding of this when he wrote that passage that we read, Psalm 24, verse 7. He says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Except doors of good things are open unto you, a man may just continue to labor. And may you not labor in vain in Jesus' name. There are doors and there are gates. And like we are now at the house of God, there is a door there. If the pastor decides to lock that door, nobody comes in here. You may be looking at it like the children of Israel were looking at the promised land, but the city was surrounded by a wall. He said Jericho was straightly shut. If not God that pulled down the walls, they wouldn't have been able to enter. And that is why you have to pray this month very well, seriously, that every door that will lead me to my place in destiny, I command them to be open. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 made us to understand that the Lord is standing at the door. He's standing at the door of your heart. He's standing at the door of your destiny. But are you ready to open for him to come in? Except he comes in. Look at Psalm 24 verse 6. It says, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. If you do not open the door for the King of glory to come in into your life, such destiny will be closed up. And when a destiny is closed up, the glory of God cannot manifest upon that life. You need to open the door. If there are doors that the enemy have closed against you, you need to pray and ask them to open. Because until such doors are open, you may not get to where you're supposed to get to. But I pray for you that this month you will get there in Jesus' name. I said you will get there in Jesus' name. No man can fulfill his or her destiny in life except the doors are open unto him. When the doors are closed against a man, you are going nowhere. Once again, I pray the doors will be opened unto you this month in Jesus' name. In John 3, verse 27, John, Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3, verse 27, the Bible made us to understand that nobody receives anything except it is given to him from above. Even there are doors that lead to heaven. There are gates. And that is why the Bible told us that may the windows of heaven be opened, so that showers of blessing will come upon you. If they are closed, may you not operate under a closed heaven. When we say open heaven and a closed heaven, it shows that there are doors that must be opened before things you are asking for can come to you. Praise the Lord. This month, doors of good things will be opened unto you in Jesus' name. I said, doors of good things will be opened unto you in Jesus' name. I'd like to tell us that the best thing you can do is, thank God today is the first Sunday in the month of July. The best thing you can do is to continually appreciate God. It is only the living that can thank God. No matter what you are passing through, you must learn to thank God. Thanksgiving is the master key that can open the doors of whatever thing you want God to do. You must have at the back of your mind that nobody makes it happen except God. If any human being is helping you or decide to help you, he's not doing it on his own accord. It is the Lord that has laid it in his mind to do it. Praise the Lord. And because of that, the master key that is in your hand to open the door is your thanksgiving. No matter what you are, no matter what you are passing through, no matter where you are better than somebody. Tell yourself, I am better than somebody. If you feel you are not better than somebody, then take a trip. Pastor, what's the popular hospital in Augusta? Take a trip to the hospital and see, or go to the prison. Some years ago, our father and the Lord, Pastor Adeboye, was talking to us. during a solemn assembly, the senior pastors, that he said he went to a place and he visited a prison and he met a man, and the man said he's been here for some years, that somebody lied on him, that he tried to rape her, and that eventually the person changed her mind and he took them back to court. And the lady decided to say, oh, that time I lied. He didn't do it. But the man was already in prison. And he said, the judge said, you lied the first time. So what gives me an impression that you are not lying again? So the man had to complete his years of something in prison. So that he said, we should learn to appreciate. It's not everyone that is in prison today that actually committed an offense. That is to tell you that when you are out of the prison, you should appreciate God. Oh, I don't have money. I don't have enough. There are people in the hospital who are praying to God. How I wish I can walk on my two legs. How I wish I can go to the toilet on my own. How I wish I can eat on my own. There are people that cannot eat on their own. Someone needs to feed them. But you eat on your own. You do everything. You do this. Thank God. Pastor said we're going for a cookout. But there are people who cannot stand up on their bed, who cannot eat on their own, who cannot go to the restroom on their own. That is why you should learn to appreciate God. It is when you thank God that doors will be opened unto you. If you don't thank Him for where you are, it's not taking you elsewhere. Amen. Is somebody listening to me? If you don't thank Him, if you don't appreciate Him for the little He's doing in your life, it's not taking you higher. Get that right today. If you are a laborer, you say, God, I thank you. There are people who cannot get this job that I am doing. So you must do it with all your strength and be happy and appreciate God. That is when He can make you a manager. If you continue to grumble where you are, you will remain that servant. You must thank Him so that doors of good things can be opened unto you. If your attitude is that of complaint, you grumble all the time, and you don't see anything good in what the Lord is doing, may you not remain where you are forever in Jesus' name. From this moment, this is the beginning of the second half of this year. And the Bible made us to understand that it said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. This second part of the year must be better for you and me than the way we started it in Jesus' name. And how are you going to realize that? It's by giving thanks unto the Lord. Many people find it difficult to do. When you wake up in the morning, just a single prayer. Father, I thank you that I'm alive this morning. It is not everyone that slept last night that you wake up the following morning. Some people passed away in their sleep last night. Some people in the night, they will rush them to the hospital. That you did not eat before you went to bed last night is not a criteria, it's not a condition that you will not thank God this morning. There are people that slept like that and they go there, they knock the door, pa, nothing. They force the door open, they meet a stone dead body. And I used to say that when things like this happen, you can't arrest God. You can't do anything. Life continues. So every opportunity you have while you are still alive, let it be your habit from today. Say, Lord, I bless you. Lord, I thank you. That is the master key. It is not your prayer. It is your thanksgiving that we open doors of your expectation to you. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. Hold it. He said, I will enter his gate. That shows that until you thank him, that is when you can enter that gate. And until you enter through that gate, you cannot be fulfilled in life. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. The fact that you are alive is an indication that he has not finished with you. You are a work in progress. The accountant will say, a growing concern. The Lord has not finished with you until you passed away. And when you passed away, until we meet again on the resurrection morning, an end has come of everything here on earth. No other door can open again. But as long as you are still alive, there are doors of things that can still be opened unto you. You are unlimited. Tell your neighbor you are unlimited. The meaning of that is that there is no limitation for you. You can still get to wherever God has destined you to be. But all you need to do is to possess this master key. We all know what the master key is. A master key is that key that opens every door. You put it here, it opens it. Go to the pastor's office, it opens. Go to everywhere, just put it, it opens. And that is thanksgiving. A lot of us, we complain a lot about ourselves instead of thanking God. Thank him for the little you have. Because of our time, I will quickly give us three examples of how thanksgiving can open doors unto you. Number one, thanksgiving can open the doors of prison. Many people are in prison today, not the physical prison, but the enemy have caged them all around. Their life is not appreciating. They are not moving forward. Or they just remain in the place. Let's go to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. I hope I'm not taking much of your time. Please. Pastor, how many minutes do I have left now? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 25. I read from verse 25 to 28. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. What is that? Thanksgiving. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to appreciate God, even while they were in prison. Paul and Silas, these are apostles of God that were arrested and put in prison. If it were to be you and me, we'll be complaining. After all, God, you know I am preaching your word and they arrested me. And you are not doing anything about it and you left me in this place. But they were still praising God, singing hymns to the Lord. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. So, when you give thanksgiving unto the Lord, every chains, every door that the enemy have closed against you, it was the enemy of the gospel that put Paul and Silas in prison. But as they were singing praises unto the Lord, the Bible said the walls of the prison began to shake and the doors opened on their own without anybody putting any key there. You can see what thanksgiving can do. They were praising God. They were thanking him. That thank you, Lord, that we are still here. They were apostles that were caught before us and were killed. We are still alive here. Lord, we thank you. And the prison doors opened on their own. And the chains on their hand were broken. So, not until when you thank God for where you are, it's not taking you anywhere. Number two, let's go to Mark, Gospel according to St. Mark. Mark chapter 8, thank him for where you are, and it will open doors, and it will break every chains that are tying you down. Mark chapter 8, I read from verse 9. sorry, verse 5. Mark, Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 8, verse 5. He asked them, how many loaves do you have? And he said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks. He did what? He gave thanks. Broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And he set them before the multitude. They also had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said to them, also before them. He set them also before them. So they ate and were filled. And they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. They took over when about 4,000 were fed. They still have 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Thanksgiving, he took the bread, he thanked God, and he broke it. And what happened? The door of blessing and multiplication came in. No matter what you have in your hand, even if it is $1, say, Lord, I thank you for this $1. Thank you for providing it. There is somebody here who does not have that $1. Put it in your pocket. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Just thank him that you even have that. There is somebody who does not have it. When you thank him for that, he will multiply it. Doors of additional blessings will come in. But when you hold it and you say, after all, I've been working for years. I have nothing to show for this. What is this? What is that? You keep on grumbling. You keep on complaining. You remain there. God wants us to appreciate him. He wants us to thank him. When you do that, you are saying, God, you provided this not by my strength. I know you can do more than this. I know you will still do it. That is what you are saying. I know this is not the best you can do. But when you complain and you are grumbling, you are saying he cannot do anything. And he's not bothered. God is not bothered if you are not bothered. God is not bothered if you are not bothered. And how do you bother God? Is by thanking him. Your thanksgiving is a challenge to God that he has not finished with you, that he can still do better. God is easily and quickly moved when you give thanksgiving to him than you complaining. Praise the Lord. Number 3. Let's go to Gospel according to St. John, chapter 11. You also see how thanksgiving can open doors unto you. God bless our pastor for choosing this theme for this month. Open the door. You have the master key in your hand. It is left for you. The Lord is standing at the door of your life. And you must open unto him. And the master key is in your hand. That is thanksgiving. Throughout this month of July, make it your habit when you wake up in the morning, say, Lord, I thank you. I know many of us, you don't do it. When you wake up in the morning, let it be the first thing. Say, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for what I have. Thank you, Lord, for what I do not have. Then you will see that doors of many things, doors of your long expectations will be opened unto you. I pray this month, you will have many reasons to jubilate in Jesus' name. Let's look at Gospel according to St. John, chapter 11, verse 41. That is talking about the death of Lazarus and Jesus Christ. When Lazarus was sick, they sent to him. He said, don't worry, I'm coming. He started preaching until he died. He didn't get there until about the third or fourth day. Now, let us see what happened from verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. He didn't start to pray any other prayer. That was how he brought Lazarus back to life. What did he say? He said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I told you earlier on that your thanksgiving is a challenge to God. When you thank God, you are challenging him. And now, how are you challenging him? You are saying, Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You made me what I am. You can do better. But when you don't thank him, you are saying, I can do it on my own. I have the power to do it. He said, Father, I thank you. Look at how Jesus used the power of thanksgiving. to bring Lazarus back to life. He said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Meaning that I don't know much of grammar, but the little understanding that the Spirit of the Lord gave me concerning that place is that, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. He is saying that you always answer me. I know you will answer me in this case again. You will not put me to shame. Say, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. It's like your son or my son coming to me. I say, Daddy, thank you for that money you are going to give me. What's the meaning of that? He's being smart. He's thanking you for the money. He's asking. He said, Father, thank you. I thank you. Daddy, you are a sweet daddy. I love you. You always give me money now. Won't you give him? You will give him. That is the way it works. That is the way to get things from God. That is the way to get doors open unto you. Jesus Christ said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. He wanted to bring a dead man back to life. He didn't challenge God as, Father, you know Lazarus was a poor man. Why did you allow him to die? Many of us, when we have one challenge, you say, after all, you know, I don't have money, I don't have job, I don't have this. He said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. Even before I start to pray. And how long did Jesus Christ pray before he brought Lazarus back to life? After that. Verse 42, you say, and I know that you always hear me. Verse 42, say, and I know that you always hear me. Can you see that? No father will close his ears to things like that. Thanksgiving, the master key that opens every door. Say, I know because I knew that that was what will follow when he said, you have heard me. And he moved forward to say, I know that you always hear me. But because of these people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. I know God has heard me concerning your prayers this morning in Jesus' name. And this month you will have testimonies in Jesus' name. Let us cultivate the habit of thanking God. When you give thanks to your Creator, then your tank will be full. When you give thanksgiving to him, the one that created, you didn't create yourself. I did not create myself. When you cultivate the habit of giving thanks to God, your tank will be full. We all know what a tank is. If you don't give thanks to God, your tank will be empty. I've given you three examples of how thanksgiving open doors. In this case, this last one, John 11. Jesus Christ used thanksgiving to open the door of life to a dead man. 4 days, already stinking. So your thanksgiving can open the door of life to you. Just say, Father, I thank you. Even for my health, even for the challenges I have concerning my health. Lord, I thank you. Because this sickness is not unto death. Your thanksgiving can do what prayer cannot do for you. I pray for you this month that your thanksgiving will open the doors of favor, of mercy, of blessings unto you in the name of Jesus. As I bring the message to a close, let's look at John 3:27. John 3:27. I have at the back of your mind Revelation 3, verse 20. It says, I stand at the door and knock. If a man hear my voice, you have heard a voice this morning. And open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and be with him. If you want the Lord to be with you this month, you must learn how to thank him. Extraordinary thanksgiving. Extraordinary thanksgiving. John 3:27. Yes. It says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. And how do you get it from heaven? The doors and windows of heaven must be open unto you. If they are closed against you, you are in trouble. And how do you open the door? Through your thanksgiving, not through your petition. This month of July, give it a trial. That somebody was here and he says, so I'm going to try it and see how it works. In any situation you find yourself, it does not matter how terrible or how challenging it may be. Just say, Lord, I thank you. And you see what will follow. Whatever thing you've been trusting the Lord for from January till the last day of June, 2 days ago, begin to thank God for it now as if you have received it. Use the strategy of Jesus Christ when he brought Lazarus back to life. He said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. He said, because I know you always answer me. I want you to adopt that strategy this month. You will see that doors will be opened unto you. He's standing there. He's the owner of our soul. He made you, he made me, he molded us to what we are. He's not sleeping. The Bible says that he that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. But he wants us to appreciate him for what you are doing. If you see what happens around you, if you open your eyes and your heart of understanding, you will know that you really need to thank God. And it is when you thank him that you can get more. As you thank him this month, I pray all your long expectation shall turn to testimonies in Jesus' name. How many people are ready to thank the Lord this morning? How many people believe that God has done something in their life from January 1 to date that deserves God's to be appreciated? We bless your name. Shall we rise up on our feet? What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Can you lift up your hand to the Lord and take the song again and say, Lord, what shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. I don't know what the Lord has done in your life, but if you know you continue to thank God, just say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for preserving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation of my soul. Thank you, Lord, for my wife. Thank you, Lord, for my husband. Thank you, Lord, for my children, that I'm not mourning over them. I did not weep over them. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Lord, I bless your name. Thank you, Lord, because you are going to do that which I'm still expecting from you. Thank you, Lord, because you have heard me already. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of healing. Thank you, Lord, for your divine protection. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing the plan of the wicked to come to pass over my life. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing the enemy to prevail over me. Thank you, Lord, for all that I have passed through this year. Thank you, Lord, for what you will still do in my life this year. Lord, I bless your name. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless your name. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.